Hello, hello, hello. Hey, it's almost fall, almost the end of August. This is Veronica Entwistle, and who are you? This is a show called Radiance by Design, and I really encourage you guys to call in or send me an email to ask me questions, and my guides and angels will answer questions about your life, maybe even about my life. So if you would like to ask a question tonight, get your questions ready, and right after our meditation, I'll get you to phone in. Or you can email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Or you can click the Ask Veronica button on my website. I really want you to call in. We're going to talk to you about things like awakening. What does awakening mean to you? It's really interesting because I was playing around with my guides, which I usually do just before the show. We talk, I channel, and they talk to us about the various things we're learning. And they were talking a lot about one of my favorite subjects is about words. And words like love, fear, competition, the whole bunch of words that you and I bandy about, power. And in those words, there's the potential to use a very low, low frequency, and there's also the potential to use high. So, for example, if you take love, sometimes love for a lot of people means attachment, or it means it makes me safe, or it means a lot of different things. So have you ever sort of sat there and thought, gosh, when I was a teenager, I thought I was wildly in love, and what did I know about love? It is not the same. And now that I'm 100 years old, or however old you are, you realize how different love is from what you thought it was before. Or even now, if we say, oh, I just love everyone, if you really push that, you might find that that isn't quite true, that what you're meaning is maybe I can tolerate everyone. And have you ever, and I talked about this on the radio, I think last week, where about a month ago or 3 weeks ago or something, I just felt love all the time, all day long, no matter what kind of cuckoo was going on in my world. And the people around me were having crises. I just felt really loved all the time. And whenever, and it went away, I can't maintain that. And whenever I do a session, I can be crotchety boo and all kinds of, being curtailed by normal life experiences or whatever, this and that and the other, bills to pay or people, whatever, need to weed the garden or blah, blah, blah. But it's really interesting because whenever I do a reading, I just feel such incredible love. And I feel like that's been the way the guides have given me training wheels on what love could really be. And what love really is a very expansive, infinitely unfolding kind of energy. It's just so big, so expansive, and so. It's not containing. Instead, it's kind of it just gets you going. It's just really, really expanding, and it's infinitely expandable. And I remember many years ago, something that I didn't quite understand is my guide said, "Dear one, we're just learning about love where we are too." And what I realized over time is that they are telling us that we're always at the beginning in something like love. We're always at the beginning. Well, if you go back into fear, fear is very containing, isn't it? It can hold you back. It can hold people in place. It can create kind of a jealousy or a containment. Love isn't containing. Love is really, as far as I understand, is really, really, really expanding. And there's something that's very, very expanding and what would we call it, forgiving inside of a lot of us. And I'm going, wow. So it's like the kernel of love truth is inside of each of us, and it's something to practice. And I think awakening, we keep bandying that word around, awakening is really a condition where with all the work and all the metaphysics and all the spiritual work that you've done, we're learning that awakening is literally inside feeling the what would we call it? The absolute infinity that exists inside of us, the creative spirit that exists, at least to a degree, inside of us, the infinite possibility that that's inside of every single one of us. So if we jump from the word love into other words like power, okay, that as we're doing awakening, we begin to realize that the power, it's almost a passive thing, isn't it? It's not power over, and it's not power to contain and maintain and keep secure. It's the, what is it? I'll just keep following the same line of reasoning. It's kind of an empowerment that keeps unfolding and unfolding and unfolding. And any of the feelings or any of the words that we get that happen to be like that really unfold into our aura, our auric field, and they really help the people around us to also unfold and to be empowered. And it's kind of a self-sustaining empowerment, isn't it? If you're really empowered from way down deep inside and from the love inside and so on, it's got a light of its own, and it just keeps going and going and going. And maybe it doesn't mean that you've got the best station in the community. Maybe you're not the wealthiest. Maybe you're not even the richest or the healthiest. But you can feel it way down deep inside. And it's the power of being. I guess Eckhart Tolle would call it the power of now. It's really quite amazing, isn't it? So we're talking to the guides, and they were saying there are all these different words, and we'll be using some of those later as you call in and we work on you and we work on me and we work on various people who we're going to pick out of our great bleachers way out there in the multidimensional community that we're all sharing. I always like to start with a meditation that we all share so that we can have a coherent talk about empowerment and talk about love. As we all do our meditation together, it is so wonderful to feel and see the coherency of our community at this time. And once again, as we were saying about love and about power, and there's a whole bunch of other words we're going to get into, as we say that, we can feel that expanding, infinitely possible frequency, we said, that comes out in our aura. But as we do a meditation together, guess what? We're just expanding that, and we're clicking into each other's, and we're expanding that, and we're expanding that. And we always refer to the time that the Transcendental Meditators connected over in Washington, D.C., remember, for about 3 months. And while they meditated and meditated over there for about 3 months, what happened is the crime rate dropped, and alcoholism dropped, and robberies of all kinds dropped. I don't remember all the details now. But it was a measurable response. So I'm going, let's you and I make a difference on the planet. I like to think of this as politics. This is another word, politics, that we're taking along on the continuum and bringing to the higher level. Politics is essentially the choice made by people, is it not? Isn't that what the word ultimately means? And I'm going, well, let's choose to raise our fields and frequency collectively. And gosh knows, awakening can be happening all over the planet, and there are many who say it is. Let's do our conscious best to see if we can foment some of that. So join me as I do as I lead the meditation with you, for you, and I watch you, and you can call in and tell us how it went. Close your eyes, close your eyes. And let's call in above your head a golden ball, perhaps about 2 miles above your head, and below your spine another golden ball, maybe about 40 feet. And from the upper golden ball, right down through your spine, drop a filament of light. I like to color it gold because gold is a very high frequency color. But you can color it anything you want. A lot of colors are high frequency, like words. You can move them up and down. You can have a purple that's a lower frequency and move it up the continuum to create a high-frequency radiant purple. So, you know, you can do it. You know how. But anyway, I always drop a gold filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the spine into the lower golden ball. From the upper golden ball to about waist height, let's drop a four-sided pyramid. And then upside down, going poking into the lower golden ball, we have an upside down four-sided pyramid. And you put the two bases together and you've got a pyramid pointing up and a pyramid pointing down. And together they create an eight-sided figure. It kind of looks like a diamond, three-dimensional diamond, or, yeah. Okay, it's an octahedron. Good. And inside of your octahedron, let's see, remember, you're on the spit. You're already skewered with a wonderful filament of light. Okay, so inside the octahedron, you have a crystal ball. You can feel the feminization of your energy as that crystal ball emerges around you. Good. And inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional star of David. Good. And inside of that, there you are, and we're going to get you to spin and spin and spin, and a lot of you know what it's like. You spin and spin and spin, and then magically, what you see in front of you is a big screen. And on that screen, you're going to create little movies. Good. And the first movie is you becoming who it is you are. I mean, who are you really? Now, I was talking to somebody a while back who had had lives in other galaxies. And that person, the essence of that person's being, is still, I would say, maybe clogged or blocked by some of the deep disappointment and tragedy that that person expressed from the end of her life on that planet. And so if you think about it that way, way down deep in the essence of our being, we still have kind of records. We have stuff that's been recorded in there. And that can sabotage or blow away some of the goals that we have here. It's easy to say we can create our reality. But sometimes you have to get hold of what's in the way of creating your reality. So as we do this little movie, see a movie of you becoming what you want to become. And I always like to say I want to be consciously wide awake, multidimensional. But I would think of my friend suggesting to her that she pull up that memory from the Pleiades, right? And pull it out of her essence of her being and see herself feeling freed from that old record. That's a program that I don't think we need to keep, but sometimes it's really hard to get rid of it because we can't really find it. So I'm asking her in this beautiful, beautiful structure to get in there so she can find it. And if she can find it, maybe she can neutralize it. So for me, I want to be consciously multidimensional. In every dimension, I want to be able to see, hear, know, and talk to you. So what is it you want to be? And as you see yourself becoming whatever it is you have an aim for in your higher self and so on, as you see yourself doing that, wrap it in light, move it over to the left, and let's do the second screen. And that's you finishing a project. What kind of project do you want to complete? Good. Okay. And then see all the resources and the people and the time and the moolah, everything you need for your project to come to a wonderful level of completion. And as it finally comes to completion, you can clap your hands and go, woohoo! And then see all the resources, the time, the people, the money, and so on, that it's going to take to sustain your project or help it branch out to become more of itself. Good. And when you feel you've got the whole thing going, wrap it in light, move it over to the left. And now let's open our Galactic Healing Center. Now remember this, you have a beautiful team of beings around you. You have a coalescence of consciousnesses some of you are more conscious of one or two major guides. And some of you are finding, what I always find is that they move in and out. Sometimes I have some very high beings, and sometimes it doesn't seem like that. But I do know that the collective of beings, and they've always told me that I need to have a library because I wouldn't tolerate with just one or two. And maybe that's true for you. But let's select out of our collective of being, okay, the group that's a really wonderful healing group, and have them circle around your healing table. We have a healing table there. And now the first person that comes to the healing table is you. Oh, my goodness. That's right. And so you're going to lie on that healing table. And what is it you'd really like to heal in yourself or have them help you with? Now, remember, as you come to the table, good, each of you might have something in your mind that you want them to work on. Either that or you don't. You say to them, will you work on me anything I need? That's it. I love this part. People are just cluttering in there trying to get their their healing done. Good. And I'm getting a little instruction about myself. Are you? Don't you think you're getting somewhere and you can really feel the light moving through you? Let's wrap that in light, move it over to the side. And then let's bring in some people. I'm bringing in a young man who suddenly developed this very strange kind of tumor in his hip. And his life has been quite chaotic. And every time he seems to get on his feet, something in his body mind blows out. So this guy has got, he's recovering now from having the tumor removed. But it all emerged just at the time he got a big promotion and a reasonable income, which he'll probably be back down on. So let's wrap him in light. We've brought him into the fresh healing table. I forgot to say the team will replicate themselves. We bring in a fresh table, and then you put on your the being that you want to work with who's lying on the table. And in this case, it's the fellow that I see that has had a tumor removed from his hip, and he's suffering and trying to get back on his feet. Good, and back into his job, and so on. There we are. There we are. Good work. And now they're giving him some advice. They're telling him that he needs to pay a lot more attention to nutrition, to the kinds of things he's ingesting, because he has a very precarious metabolic system. So if you're listening to this young man, there we are, pay attention. Now, what are they telling you about the person you put on the table? Good. And now we're putting on a young woman. This is a youngish woman, not that young. She's very beautiful, but she's been, we're bringing in a fresh table and a fresh team. And we're bringing in this young woman who's very beautiful, very hardworking. She's working way harder than what her income gives her, except that it's challenged her to really reach for her own skills and talents. And this woman is getting very exhausted because everybody in her life is really in need, and she's never got enough money to move forward and to buy herself some peace or to pad the needs of her family or whatever. She's in the young, overworked phase of life. Yeah. And she's quite, what would we say? I'm asking her team to help her. She has a lot of body pain, a lot of gastrointestinal stuff, a lot of just aches and pains, and never feeling well and never has any fun. But she's working hard, and on that level, she's very successful. I'm going, well, this is no way to live. My goodness, well, it is a way to live. Some people live that way, right? But we're putting her in the structure in the hope that she will be gifted with the guides and angels and our healing team and her healing team to be lifted. Remember we talked about all these words? We raise their frequency. We can lift her frequency in such a way as to expand her so she can receive a And now we've got a woman here who's coming, and she's an older woman, and she's a little heavy, but she seems to have a really interesting, bringing in a new team. The team is replicating itself, so it's brand new, and it's standing around this healing table, and this woman is coming in. And it seems like she's got a terrific amount of, I would say she has a large tumor, or at least I want to say she has a swollen, we'll say the belly area. Yeah, it's really hard for her. And it's partly a reflection of being very, very trapped and frustrated and kind of tolerant about life, but deep down feeling all the time like she's never going to get anywhere. So she's like the older version of this young woman. Yeah. And we're seeing what they're going to say to her. And they're affecting her brain pattern. She has a lot of patterning that's come from her childhood. And she's awakening. We talked about awakening. She's awakening so that she can begin to discover that. There we are. Because she has full capacity to wake herself up and to begin to clear. And we're just going to wrap her in light. Okay. And move her to the side. Now we're going to do another table, even though we've kind of done enough people. I want us to do a couple of tables of children. And these are children that we want to wrap the teams around them. Let's have a team for every table. And we're bringing in three or maybe four or maybe five children. I don't know, separate children. You can all decide. And we're having a team around each of the healing tables. And all of these children are fraught with frustrations at home. One of them is six, two of them are seven, one is nine. I think there's another one, 10. And we're seeing them fraught with home difficulties. We're seeing with them being programmed to be angry or resistant or defensive. And we're just watching what the teams do with them. Good. And what we're seeing is the teams work with their brain pattern. Give them a little diksha. Remember the diksha, the oneness blessing? Because all of these children want to be awakened, because each one of them, even though they're all frustrated and they've all come through some really difficult times, each one of them has that seed in them that's germinating that wants them to be awake. There you go. Two of them just popped up, and they're much more bright than they were before. Let's get all four of them doing that as well. Yeah, you can feel that energy, can't you? And let's just flood these little healing tables and these little children with light so that they can have faith in their ability to manifest and to reach for higher frequencies and not be trapped in the lower. Good. Now let's wrap that in light and they can keep stewing and move it over to the left. And now we're going to bring in a fresh table, replicate the team again. And we're asking the team to give themselves all their ancestral links, layer after layer after layer. Good. And then we're bringing in a political situation. And I think that it's pretty obvious. We want to do something about bringing peace to Syria without bombs and stuff. Oh, my goodness. All right. And I know they've done chemical warfare. It's awful. But I feel two things. I want to see that to be stopped and people to be healed. But I also don't really like the idea of us just using bombs and the hatred just expands. So let's ask the teams for higher guidance on this situation. Excellent. I can feel it. Can you feel it? Yeah, and we want the light to move through into the hearts of many of the people that are in political positions. Good. And I want you all to feel and see and know the light, the healing light of understanding and oneness and so on to come in from the great central sun to the top of your head, whirl round and round in your neck and in your heart. down your arms, come out your hands, and then you soothe all the beings that are in the Syrian mess, right? All the pain, the suffering, the chemical warfare, and the very ugly split in the we're infusing, imbuing each of them with this amazing light of harmony. That's right. Good job. Good job. Now remember, we're all in this etheric connection. And it is possible to imbue or infuse the etheric connection with a higher and higher frequency. Good work. All right. And now I want you to take that light that you're pouring through your hand and pat all the places on the earth. The radioactive leakage from Japan, we keep reading, is worse than we ever even imagined. So let's just pat some of that harmonizing energy in and around that tremendous Fukushima, I think it's called, and under that tremendous leakage that's going on. Now let's carry on and pat it on the areas where the Gulf spill, the big oil spill, the BP, all of that, they're trying to get away, squeeze away from having to do retribution. Let's just do harmonizing. They need to harmonize. They need to make it better. Make it better. That's right. And let's infuse a lot of the lobbyists so that maybe they could be a little bit more conscious. If not a lot, and consider the value of life as opposed to just the value of the dollar. Good. And now let's run all around the world, wherever you can imagine people being sick, very poor, wherever you can see the greed taking over from harmonizing with the whole world. The world's never been harmonious, has it? So let's just see if we can see it that way, see if you can infuse it with that kind of light and have that light go round and round and round and round the planet, round and round the planet, see people uniting, seeing people feeling the oneness of it all, seeing people see the good, if it's for good for you, it's good for me too. There it goes, round and round and round. Now have that light come up your, through your hands, up your arms, circle round and round in your heart, up through your shoulders and your neck, shoot out to the great central sun. Plop back down into your head, right? And you turn and you close off the galactic healing center, jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin. Spin and spin and spin and spin. And I want you to talk to me now. So I'd love you to call in with your questions, but you can also email me, veronica@entwistle.com, where there's an Ask Veronica button. Send a question to me if you feel like it. I have this handy-dandy new little computer, and it'll tell you that I'm connected to you right away. Now, here's the number, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. Now, there's a woman over there. There's a woman out there who's looking at me, and you're very, very anxious right now. It's almost like you don't know whether you're mad or worried. Things have gone. And you know what I'm concerned about? It's almost like you have so much on your plate, and you're so worried and anxious that you can't seem to make the proper steps. I believe it's about work and about probably an adult child, and you're not making sense to yourself. So you're not getting any empathy or sympathy from people because they don't really understand your panic. You see? You know, it's like if you panic too much, people reel back because they don't know how to handle it, and they feel like they're supposed to do something, but they can't figure out what to do. So you're feeling a little bit isolated. Your stomach is kind of hurting, and you just don't know if you're, and your eyes are sore too. And you just don't know what you're going to do to get out of it. So we're saying to you, breathe. Breathe. And I'm calling in your guides and angels and mine too, and we're sending light to you. thing, feel the presence in your heart. You see your heart's really tense. I want you to feel presence, divine presence in your chest, in your heart. And let go of all the outcomes. And just for a few minutes, feel the divine presence. There you go. Because I'm telling you something, if you can get that feeling, if you can calm down. Remember I said at the beginning that I can be really a mess when I start doing my readings and my sessions, and all of a sudden I feel such love. And for many years I've got, wow, that's training wheel, so I can finally feel that love all the time. So I'm going, you have that capacity. And when you can feel that, you would be surprised at how much love you will be able to bring forward into all these different situations, whether it's with your adult child or your search for work, because the panic that you're feeling. And don't read the newspaper. Oh, my gosh, you little Dickens, you're reading all of these statistics. Cut it out. Just feel the presence in there. That's it. Because it's amazing how you can project into the world and draw back to you some amazing opportunities. Thank you. So we have a caller. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you, darling?
Well, I've been enjoying every second of your show tonight.
Thank you.
Gosh, I don't know where to begin, but I'm definitely must be in fear because I'm not able to move. And
are you the one I was just talking about?
Maybe. I'm living with my daughter. You know, she got into the college of her choice. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to leave any day. Little things come up here and there to prevent me from going, or look like they're preventing me from going. And I know it's just my own inability to make a decision. And I've kind of decided to go to Ocean City, Maryland, and rent a winter rental and see if I can get some grounding elements going on and maybe write this book about Mr. Eastwood I've been wanting to write for at least a dozen years. But I don't know if that's what I'm supposed to do, and I need to have some kind of income to finance this choice. And it's really time for me to not be living in her space anymore. It's really, she's trying to be nice, but it's just time for me to go. So.
Have you been panicking a lot, my friend?
Well, internally, yeah.
Here's the deal. I think you've got something. You're on the right track. I don't know if you're going to go exactly where you think you're going to go, but you're going to go in that direction. And have you put out any feelers for jobs?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I've been sending out my resumes, but I've been having a hard time with the computer. And when I ask my daughter to help me, then she gets frustrated and says, Mom, take a computer class. So I've done a little bit of reaching out. Some in Asheville, North Carolina, when I was there, you know, people said, oh, give me your resume, and I did that. But I haven't been very aggressive because I really don't know what I want to do.
I think you just need to get something right now.
Anything. I mean, mm-hmm. I thought about staying here and getting something here, but it's almost like I don't really want to be around anybody that I know. I don't know.
You're saying I want to do the right thing. I want to do the thing I'm supposed to do. I'm saying I think all you need to do is get going and go north like you suggested. And also, there is somebody that is kind of a cousin or a step cousin or a somebody or another up north and has maybe real estate place or something. There's some kind of a part-time job, but I think your question about whether you could find a winter rental and get your book written, I think the answer would be yes. If you had a part-time job and you had a really cheap rental, right?
Yes, that's the goal.
Do you know any? Okay, My understanding is there's somebody you know or kind of know. It's kind of a quasi-relative, and it's up north of a ways. And he's close to the water, but I see him in the business world sort of like in sales of some sort. And you would have the opportunity to work for him. Oh, thank you. I have another caller. So, Cynthia, I just want to say you would have the opportunity to work for him and with him for a while, not for a long while, but that would be enough to get you launched.
That would be enough to get me launched, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me ponder that. I mean, I'll head out of town, and I'll go in that direction, and I'll see where I land.
Yes, because then I would ask, excuse me, I would ask the universe for a few more grounded signs, but I almost see this guy, and you know what I mean? It's like they're usually in images, and I see somebody there, and I think you're going to get quite a bit of help. But fill us in and let us know. I'm going to take the next caller, and I'm glad to hear your voice, Cynthia.
Okay, great, Veronica. Thank you.
All right. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello, hello.
Hi, Veronica. This is Carol.
Hey, Carol. How are you?
Oh, I'm not too sure. I'm just going to have you take a look at my throat. Manny worked on my throat. I think that's going to make a big difference.
I think it is, but I just can't believe how you sound. You sound like a different woman. Woo! Who
just
are
from
you,
him
Carol?
Working on my throat?
Just from him working on you off and on through the days, but there is a huge change in you. It looks
thank
like
you.
You're still in a pain at the upper shoulders or something?
Yep. He worked on that left side of my, in the front of my neck. It was locked up in there.
Let me ask you this. This is fun. Okay, so let me ask you what you think about love. What is love? Hello?
Well, I think you're right on about love. I think it's ever-expanding. I don't think it ever...
You don't think it's fine?
I don't know if you ever really fully understand, you know, how far you can go or how far love can go. If life is goes into infinity, you know, I mean, where does it begin? Where does it end?
Well, it hopefully doesn't. But what I want to say to you, my friend, is that, and people at home have been paying attention to your process off and on for quite a while now, and you look like you're going to be letting love in a new way, meaning I see your shoulders and so on be tense and maybe your throat and so on, but there's something in you that is opening to be able to receive this love kind of unconditionally, you know, that comes in through divinity or whatever you want to call it, you know, comes in from the higher. And see what happened to your heart when I said that. Your heart kind of went, mwah, like it wasn't sure what to do.
Yeah, well, that would be a wonderful experience for me.
Yeah.
I've probably never, ever felt that.
I don't think you have in this lifetime, honey. I think for a lot of people at home, I'm going to get them to pay attention as well. Because many of us, the decision that we made on what love is nothing compared to what it really could be, right?
Right. I don't think we can even conceive, you know.
No. And I really feel
how freeing it is.
Yeah, and what you have had, the experience that you've had with your throat is truly opening you so that you can give and receive love at a new level. You're going to be so different. Mm. By next year, we're going to not know who on earth you are, and neither are you. No, you really are opening up. What's that?
I'll have to get acquainted with the new me.
Yeah, you look in the mirror and go, hello, who's that? But actually, we're talking about awakening a lot tonight, and I'm going, isn't that true? Do you ever look back at yourself and go, was that really me? You know, you're going to be looking forward and looking back like that and going, wow, was that really me? I have so much to do on the planet.
Yeah.
You're stepping
I think
out
you're
of,
right on with that one.
I'd be excited. So call in soon and let us know how changed you are, because you've changed radically every time you've called in over the last while.
Thank you.
Isn't that exciting, Carol?
Thank you, and many blessings.
Many, many blessings. And thanks, Manny, too. So let's take a look at some of the
yes.
other ones of you out there. Thanks for your call, Carol. All right. And so others of you call in as well, but we're going to take a look at someone. We need to pick on a man right here. I'm seeing a man, and he's very, very, let's see. I want to say that he's discouraged, and he's very optimistic a lot of the time, but right now he's not, I want to say to him, don't give up. For heaven's sakes, don't give up, because he's feeling two things. There's an awakening going on, and the other one is, as Carol said, it's hard to know who you are. You know, when you talk about how she's going to be, she goes, wow, like I have to get to know myself again. This guy is changing radically, but he's not confident, and he's feeling quite insecure about who he is, probably because it relates to his trade, whatever his trade was, he's not appropriate for anymore. But he's got new things coming up, but he's feeling different, in some ways very expanded, but in other ways he's feeling really lost. And I want to say, okay, so it's almost like he says, it's okay to be all kinds of expanded. It's okay to be feeling spiritually alive, but how am I going to live on this planet? It's okay, he's turning around as we talk right now. Can you feel this, mister out there? I can see you. Can you feel this as we move the energy through your gastrointestinal tract and through your heart? There you are. Because things are going to turn around for you, and you're going to see yourself in a position similar to what you had before, but you're going to be in a little bit of a higher authority position. Now, remember at the beginning, we talked about the word power and how power has this infinite stretch. It's like the power of what? Being in touch with the presence or your own personal divinity. That's the power you're going to start to research and resort, and you're going to touch. And I see you going into a kind of a similar job experience. I don't think it's the same company or anything. No, I don't think it is. But it's a similar experience. But you've got this different presence in you, and how you take the position and how you handle all of the tasks. So different, because the kind of power that you're letting yourself feel and perceive has nothing to do with your brain and your ego. It just is a deepening and awakening that you're an infinite being, and you're going to take that in there, and you're going to cherish some of the people that you work with, and they'll feel it. So I feel like you might be feeling, oh my gosh, I'm waking up, but I don't know what I'm doing, but it's all going to circle around like a parabola. And you're going to circle back, and you're going to be in a position, I'm repeating myself, I realize that. And what can you do about it? Not very much, but breathe. Because the thing about that kind of power, it's not power over, but it's a power that will infuse you with a deepening consciousness. And that's a tremendous power. I hope you like that, because I love that for you. Now we're looking over here at, I don't know what it is, somebody's really, another woman, there's two women here, and there's a real panicky feeling between you. I think it's getting along, yeah, and one of them, I don't know if I can read this one, it's really hard, there we go. Okay, one of them is panicking about her health. And the other one is panicking about what to do. This is not going to work very well, you two. One of you is going to become very, or one of them is quite ill. And the other one, I bet you're twins, you want to bet? And the other one is just panic-stricken and doesn't know how to help. I'm saying let's all just send beautiful, loving energy to both of them. One of them, who's very ill, has a big problem with her leg and her gastrointestinal tract and is sweating a lot. It's very, very uncomfortable. There we are. And what we're doing is working with the higher guides and angels and soothing her. And the woman who's the support, well, I kind of think you guys are twins, or else you're such close friends, you think you've been twins in other lives. Your gift to your friend, stay calm and breathe, and then ask your higher guidance to come in and do this through you. You don't have to do anything. Again, like the empowerment, the power, you're going to have to be the beingness with this woman. And in that, you can feel the presence. It's really amazing. I don't think, well, I would suspect that, oh, I don't want to do a prediction, but in any case, this is quite a dire illness, okay? And yet, you too have the ability to go through it together in a way that's truly empowering the soul's journey. And the one who's the support, you have a wonderful, wonderful light in you. And when you give over and let your guidance and let the presence come through you, you will be such a help to this other woman. She's not going to feel all that great at times, but just the fact that your presence is so strong that she will pick up a lot of speed and she will become much more, what would we call it, self-realized and much more aware of the deep internal presence. Now, both of you are calming down. There's far less jittering than there was initially. Good work. I really appreciate that, that both of you are listening. And, you know, I have to say, between the two of you, there's tremendous love. And whether or not we live, and you know this, what we take with us is love and hate, right? We already talked about that woman who had the Pleiadian life, you know, we take old reactions with us. And there's something coming up between the two of you right now as you go through this crisis where you're going to release your attachment to past reactions. And both of you can feel the freedom of releasing that kind of thing. All of your job is going to be about releasing as you go through this time and allow the empowerment to come up in you and in one another. It's a big job to be a human being, but I guess someone's got to do it. Are we going to get any other calls, or is this it? I have to keep going here. All right. I'll do the next one. Let's see now. This is a strong... It's a man, and he... you know what, mister? You're really angry. You're probably in your 50s. Yeah. You're probably in your 50s. Maybe you're coming up to your Saturn return. I'm not really sure about the age thing. But you're really imploded and really angry. And I think it's because, hang on a sec, you're on your own a lot and have been very much an executive, or you've been very much a strong male force in the vernacular of the paradigm, you know, the paradigm of the successful Western hoo-ha. And in the there's been a real unfair redistribution of power in the company. Now, this is the kind of power that's power over, power through security, power through containment. And we're saying to you, first of all, that the pressure on you because of your anger is really afflicting your heart and possibly your brain pattern. So we're going to do is and see, look at your legs. When I say that, your legs got really hard, right? And I want to say to you, let's everybody at home do this. Go into your heart for a moment, right? Just go into your heart. Yeah. And you notice when you go into your actual pumping organ of the heart, you can find, it's a muscle, right? So you can find the pressure in your heart. Just release it. That's it. Just let it go. and that pressure to God or your angels or your divinity inside. Now, it's funny with this guy, when we do this with your heart, your feet go really nuts, don't they? Yeah. Go back into your heart. Just let it relax. Okay. Because the thing with you is you are going to get another position. I think it's going to be a very different, this is another person that's going to be changing the way you work. Going to be a very different position. It's probably three-quarters time, and you're going to be gifted with the opportunity to innovate and to do some sort of creative management. You won't be in the same kind of position, because what's happening is you need to change your what you thought of as power, what you thought of as security, what you thought of as support. You need to change it entirely, meaning you've got to hand it over, surrender it, and allow the infusion of the imbuing of that kind of power to come through you. It's really important, because this is a part of this. You know, we were talking about awakening. This is part of your dharma, and your dharma is the purpose of your soul's journey. It's like, why were you born this time? You might have been born to... It looks like you were born to go through this phase of life in the human collective when the changes are absolutely radical and where the amount of corruption and greed is really flagrant, and yet the rising consciousness of more and more people understanding about the power of love and the values of multidimensional awareness and the awakening to being an unlimitable species and all that. You were born into that, and you've been resisting it. And now the universe and your society is pushing you and saying, okay, you can't play that game anymore. But it's not going to be very long, and you're going to be changing quite radically in the sense that, and this is the job for everybody, pull out of yourself the way you have been attached to what success is, to what love is, to what power is, to what competition is, and really see if you can clear, because this gentleman, like I see the last gentleman that we talked to, is going to turn around in a kind of an interesting, kind of a parabola thing, a little different than the last one. And in that turn, you're going to find almost like you rooted yourself, and you're going to find that you're flooded with a whole different kind of consciousness. And it's going to bring you a job, all right, but you're going to be very innovative in it. And you're going to be really grateful for this change because, and this is for all of you, when your job, whenever your work is an answer to the fulfillment of your own dharma, of your own purpose, you get such a flush of success and relief and power and love. It in itself is the reward. Oh, yeah, you'll also get paid, but never mind about that right now. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for your calls, and I've really enjoyed talking to you. I hope some of you listened to our little talk with Tara Taylor the other night. She's written a book called Becoming Indigo. She wrote it, well, Lorna Nicholson wrote it for her, but it's her story, so the two of them collaborated. And Lauren is a wonderful writer, bringing the young adult book, but bringing alive the journey of someone who becomes an intuitive and all that it takes for her to do that, to discover what her dharma was when she was young and learn to bring it forward into the world in a useful way. And guess what? I'm writing my book, too, about what it took for me to become an intuitive. I'm a little older than Tara, but never you mind. Also, and we podcasted her, so if you check my website, veronicaentwistle.com, you'll be able to listen if you didn't get it on Tuesday night. And you might want to get her book, Becoming Indigo. The first one is called Through Indigo Eyes, and the second one is Becoming Indigo. So it was really a delightful exploration through the life and the fictionalized, dramatized life of someone who had to discover how to become an intuitive when she was very young. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. And even more than that, thank you for becoming more and more conscious of your awakening process. Thank you for shifting your own frequencies consciously so that you can send out into the collective a higher and higher frequency. Thank you again. Many, many blessings. Much love and good night.